listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up tonight after 7, it's the Moth Radio Hour. A teenage boy has a standing Saturday night date with his grandma. A young woman worries when her mother intercepts a romantic letter. And a middle school mystery involving a treasured pencil case. All that and more tonight after 7 on the Moth Radio Hour right here on the Ideas Network.
First, Wisconsin's roads are in disrepair. The nonprofit 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin looked at the state's Department of Transportation database and found that over 42,000 miles of local roads in the state need immediate repair, and 14% of all local roads in the state are classified as, quote, failed, poor, or very poor.
But the state's transportation budget is showing a $93 million deficit. One of the questions on the Marquette Law School poll released yesterday asked Wisconsinites how they think road projects should be paid for. 43% said they would support increased revenue, 33% thought that spending should be reduced, and 12% said borrow the money to finance it. 13% either said they didn't know or refused to answer.
Joining us now to talk about what options could or should be on the table and how our state's roads stack up to other states is Rocky Moretti. He's Director of Policy and Research at the National Transportation Research Group, TRIP. Rocky, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Before we dig in on the funding of Wisconsin's roads, you're the Director of Policy and Research at TRIP. Can you tell us how TRIP is funded?
TRIP is a nonprofit organization, and we're supported by a coalition of transportation organizations across the country who in some way either build, maintain, or keep the system operating across the country. Our reports are based on a variety of government data that looks at the condition of the system and how it impacts the public.
So, digging in, what are some of the ways that states pay for road projects?
Traditionally, the sources are from the users of the system is the most critical source. Registration fees, license fees, the motor fuel tax being the largest fee, taxes on large trucks. These are all traditional user fees, and also tolling in terms of collecting sources. And then there's also additional, particularly at the local level, more general taxation and sales tax that also contribute to maintaining the transportation system.
Are there some pros and cons of those options? Are some better at getting, say, visitors in very heavily touristed areas to pay, or do some hit lower income people harder?
Well, certainly user fees have a strong level of support because the public recognizes that the more they use the system, the more they're going to help pay for it. And so the people using the system the most, including truckers, are contributing to keeping that system in good shape. And we also know that when that system deteriorates, those costs of a deficient system fall on the public.
So how does Wisconsin's road funding stack up to other states in the amount that we're generating?
Well, I think the significant challenge in Wisconsin is that when you take a look at the way that they have been paying for their system in the last several years, is increasingly they're borrowing additional funds, and so you're seeing the amount of funding being spent in the state on paying for that additional borrowed funds go from 10% a decade ago to over 20% now. And so that's been one of the more significant challenges, particularly at the state level.
And how much are Wisconsin road funding projections short compared to those in other states? We're hearing $93 million that we are falling short in our projections. Is that pretty common for other states?
Well, you know, the challenge in Wisconsin is the share of state roads in poor condition over the next decade are expected to double. And so certainly states are facing that challenge, particularly at the local level. But I think Wisconsin, with already a high share of its major roads across the state in poor condition, really are facing a challenge perhaps more dire than a lot of its other states in that the system has already significant deterioration, and at the current funding level, that deterioration is going to accelerate.
We're talking right now with Rocky Moretti. He's Director of Policy and Research at the National Transportation Research Group, TRIP. And we're talking about how Wisconsin can pay for needed road work. And we want to hear from you as well. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And we do have a caller. Jason is on the line from Wausau. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to make a point that I've never heard anybody talk about before, and that has to do with people that litter on the highways. I think it's really hard to enforce fines for littering, but I also think that fines for littering are really not stern enough. So I'm wondering why it is that we haven't started to use technology the same way that we do to enforce moving violations to catch people that litter on our highways and make our highways ugly to drive on. It seems like there could be some revenue generated from the same people that are making our roads ugly that could maybe go towards possibly fixing the roads. And I'm just curious if there could be discussion on if there's possibility or potential there and how that would even look if it's something that could be addressed.
Thanks for the call, Jason. So interesting comment from Jason about using the same technology that we use maybe for stopping speeders and creating speeding tickets. Is that something that's ever been explored?
I'm not familiar with a state or local government pursuing that technology, but I think, you know, an important message there is that the technology is changing and it's going to have a significant impact on transportation into the future. And I think that's really what state and local governments are starting to realize, is that as we move into this modern technology, how is that going to impact the type of transportation system that we need to build and maintain?
Let's go back to the phones, and Jim in Winnebago County is up. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon. I don't realize that there's federal legislation that would be needed to change this, but I think that we should have our delegation really push for Wisconsin being able to install toll roads. The roads around Chicago right now are absolutely stellar. They're easy to use, stopping free tolling. It works really, really well with the easy pass. It's a way to actually allow our roads to be maintained, and the maintenance really falls on those people then who are using them.
Thanks for that call, Jim. And Rocky, in your research, how effective are tolls as a major source of road funding, and have you seen any states that have gone from not having toll roads to putting that in place?
Toll roads can be a very effective source of funding, particularly for specific routes, bridges, capacity that where the public will have other alternatives, but recognize that by using a toll facility, they can get places quicker. What the public has typically indicated is that when additional capacity is provided, if there's a new bridge built, if there's an additional lane added to a highway, they'll pay for that added mobility. And I think that's a critical issue, is that the public is anxious for more options and the ability to get places in a reliable and timely fashion. And so the need is to harness that willingness to pay for improved transportation services with actually collecting those funds and making those improvements.
So that's interesting, because given the shortfall in the transportation budget, there have been calls for some of these really high ticket items to be taken off the table, that we just can't afford to be expanding and building new roads when our existing roads are in such a sorry state.
Tripp did a report 2 years ago in Wisconsin looking at around 200 miles of highways that over the previous decade had been improved in Wisconsin. And what the data showed, based on collecting data after these improvements were completed, that on average there were 5 fewer traffic fatalities a year, and in those quarters nearly 6,000 new long-term jobs had been created. So you had this, nearly 50 lives have been saved in the first decade since those projects have been improved. And again, that's on along 200 miles of roadways in the state. And so the state, when they look into the future, clearly their greatest challenge is maintaining the existing system, but increasingly with its aging interstate system, most of it over 50 years old, is reconstructing those highway sections, because simple upgrades and repairs and patchings no longer are going to be adequate with an aging system. So I think you'll see the state continue to focus largely on modernizing the system, largely through reconstruction, but in some cases adding those additional lanes and interchanges, which have a huge impact on economic development and also make people safer.
We're talking right now about how to pay for Wisconsin's needed road repairs with Rocky Moretti. He's Director of Policy and Research at the National Transportation Research Group, TRIP.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you agree that Wisconsin's roads are in bad shape, need fixing, highway improvements, highway redos, local roads? How should we pay for it? Increases in fees, gas tax increases, borrowing money, or cutting back, keeping it lean, only doing the most absolutely necessary project. 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We continue our conversation now about road funding in Wisconsin with Rocky Moretti from the Transportation Research Group, TRIP. And Rocky, let's go right to the phones. And Joe in La Crosse is up. Hi, Joe.
Hi. My thought is maybe if they took some of the $250 million that they gave to a stadium that's going to benefit a relative few and gave some of that to the state for roads that benefit everyone and higher ed that benefits the entire state, we might be in a better situation. The bottom line is I think that the administration in this state has its priorities way screwed up. And until that gets figured out, it's going to be very difficult to have any improvements at all.
Thanks for that call, Joe. So, Rocky, Joe saying that it's not a matter of not having enough money. It's a matter of where the money's getting spent.
Well, again, outside the transportation sector, I won't pretend to be an expert, but certainly the challenge, and we're seeing it across the country and each state and also at the local government, is the transportation system is really the bedrock of a region's economy. In the state of Wisconsin, over $580 billion of goods are shipped annually, and over 80% of those are shipped on highways. That's goods coming into the state, and those are goods leaving the state. And so the condition of that transportation system becomes very vital in terms of the health of the local economy. We've seen that in Wisconsin recently with Amazon, also IKEA, opening facilities. And largely it was the improved access that allowed them to go ahead and make those expansions, and they had significant impacts in employment in those regions. So it's critical, and we're seeing it across the country. A lot of states are putting in place long-term programs so that they can make those investments.
In the research that you've done, Rocky, and we do have a link up on the Central Time Facebook page to your information about Wisconsin transportation funding, you look at the consequences, short-term and long-term, of inadequate transportation funding. And one of the interesting things is that you find that having bad roads is costing individuals money.
The report found that the public in Wisconsin is spending an additional $6 billion per year in the cost of an efficient transportation system. And those costs are when over 40% of the major roads in the state are in poor condition, that's providing a rough road, and that means that motorists are driving on rough roads and vehicles are incurring damage. And generally speaking, vehicles wear out that much more quickly, and so there's additional costs there. In the large urban areas in Milwaukee and Madison, the average motorist is losing around a week of time and additional time stuck in traffic. And when you put a value on that time, that's quite expensive. And then the final one is that in serious roadway crashes and fatal roadway crashes, we estimate about a third of those, the design of the roadway, whether there were rumble strips or a well-designed interchange or intersection, have a significant impact, and there's significant economic cost to serious traffic crashes. So, for example, in the Madison area and also Milwaukee area, we estimate the cost per motorist is over $2,000 a year. So in this discussion of how much the state should be, and also local government should be investing in the transportation system, the reality is when they underinvest, which is what's happening currently, there's a significant cost to the public.
Let's go back to the phones, and Ted in Minocqua is up. Hi, Ted.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, you could see this funding shortfall coming way back several years ago when the Republican legislature took the automatic indexing for inflation off of the gas tax. And none of the legislators would have the guts to actually vote for a tax increase. So here we are. If we put the tax back on indexing, I think we'd be fine.
Thanks for that call, Ted. Rocky, is indexing for inflation on the gas tax a common tactic?
Well, we've seen several states
put indexing in. And the reason, obviously, is that without indexing, you're losing buying power. And we've certainly seen that in Wisconsin, where over the last several years and into the future, as vehicles become more fuel efficient and some vehicles move to other energy sources, you don't see the additional revenue coming in. And that's a significant challenge. And I think the key there is also the word tax. Well, when you look at how the highways are funded, most of these are what we would consider a user fee. When you look at a registration fee, which is quite low in Wisconsin, or you look at a motor fuel user fee, that's the cost of having the system kept in good condition, much when people pay their electric bill or their phone bill.
And as we wrap up here, Rocky, what do you think are the most serious concerns if this funding issue is not resolved, if we don't find a way or settle on a way to pay for these needed road repairs?
I think what you'll see in Wisconsin is the roads will continue to deteriorate, and obviously that's going to mean rougher rides for the public, but it's going to have also very serious economic consequences as businesses that are looking for areas to expand don't see the type of infrastructure in place in Wisconsin, particularly in southeast Wisconsin, and so that tends to reduce the attractiveness of coming into the region. And Wisconsin, with an economy based on agricultural tourism and manufacturing, those are industries that are very dependent on good transportation. So really across the state, there are economic consequences of not modernizing the system, which the state knows what needs to be done. Certainly local governments do, but they are not putting the funding in place to make that happen.
And just briefly, Rocky, are there any states that we should look to as models for solving these kinds of problems?
Well, you see a number of states that face similar challenges now beginning to put in place long-term funding packages. If you look at Pennsylvania, Maryland, look at Michigan, these are states that have gone ahead with significant funding packages in the last few years. Then you have other states like Ohio that have really increased their program, but largely by leveraging future revenue. And
we'll have to leave it there. Rocky, thanks so much for spending time with us today. That was Rocky Moretti, Director of Policy and Research at the National Transportation Research Group, TRIP. He joined us to talk about the shortfall in Wisconsin's transportation budget.